time. Let's have a word now with Conor Flynn. He's Managing Director of Waystone Compliance Solutions. They provide cybersecurity advice. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
I gather you've been dealing with some companies affected by this. What sort of stories have you been hearing?
Yeah, I think it's been quite a traumatic one for a lot of IT administrators and systems owners as they woke up this morning to find that we had this infamous blue screen of death, as it's called in the Microsoft world, where their systems had stopped operating and there was a message on their screens, or that they couldn't see a screen, where their systems were in data centers. They were getting calls from customers to say that their systems were inoperable. And it was quite a panic for a lot of people at the beginning, trying to work out exactly as we've been talking about. Was it a cyber attack? Was it a wider systems outage? And for something as simple as a bug in a file from, an antivirus, a security solutions provider like CrowdStrike being at fault, it was, you used the word fragile earlier, and I think that is a very good word for, showing the complexity of systems and how one small bug in a file was able to have such a massive global impact.
Was there anything a company could have done to safeguard against this?
Unfortunately, very little. And one of the reasons is that it's almost a chicken and egg situation here. One of the things that all security professionals advise clients to do is make sure your antivirus, your threat detection, your cybersecurity software is continuously updating to make sure it's got the most recent threat signatures and information available to prevent attacks.
So in this instance, doing the right thing would have caused you a problem.
And you actually have no control over it, because the software is set to get these, because of the speed with which these cyber threats are propagating now across the globe, you need that rapid updating to defend against them. And companies have processes in place where they're doing patches or normal software updates to put them through rigorous testing. They go through pre-approvals and things before they're actually released into production to prevent this very thing happening. But we expect much better of our service providers in this space, such as CrowdStrike and others, to have done their due diligence, their effective testing against the patch before it's deployed.
How easy or how hard is it going to be to fix this?
Unfortunately, it's quite difficult from a logistics perspective, because it does require a reasonably competent technician to stand in front of a machine or give specific explicit instructions to competent users of a couple of actions to take. But every device has to be individually managed fixed to remove this corrupt file. And that becomes even more complex then for servers, as we call them, these computers that are deployed in data centers, which are actually running usually with very few staff in them, or in the virtual world, because extra steps have to be taken to manually make these changes. So one of the hugely important things here for everybody is that there was no loss of data. There was no corruption of data. There was no leakage of data as a result of this. This is what we call an availability impact, but it wasn't anybody's personal data or financial data or anything else like that impacted, corrupted or removed
for malicious purposes. Essentially then, is it fair to say that when everything is fixed, eventually, that all of the information, all of the files, they'll still be there?
Yes, this is an availability issue. It did not involve a cyber attack. It did not involve the exfiltration or the extract of data or the ransoming or the, as we heard about a few minutes ago, something like what happened with the HSE a number of years ago, where there was this far more insidious purpose to the attack. This is a bug, caused an availability issue. It stopped systems working, but it did not threaten data.
Conor, thank you very much for that. That was Conor Flynn, who's Managing Director of Waystone Compliance Solutions. And of course, should there be anything further to report on this before the end of the programme, we'll bring it to you.